Mike, how's your Thanksgiving? Good?
It was good.
That's great. Let's get to Josh's. I got drunk, threw a donut at a 9-year-old, spent some time in the bathroom watching Muay Thai boxing. Scott drove all the way from the Carolinas directly to Davidson's Christmas tree farm, carved it down, shook it loose, took it home. You, on the other hand, not a bite of turkey, not a scoop of taters, not a forkful of corn.
Now, I don't even know where to begin.
The beginning.
Okay.
Take us back to last week.
I met them at the barbecue restaurant.
Okay. On Thanksgiving.
Yes. Thanksgiving night. It was about 6:30-ish. And it turns out there was a little bit of turkey. There were some turkey legs at the restaurant. So I got that. I was appreciative.
And barbecue places do that.
This coming off of you wanting a traditional Thanksgiving dinner and even maybe suggesting like, hey, I'll get something over here at the house and we can just stay here and we can have the traditional stuffing and gravy and mashed potatoes and turkey, to which your sister says, no, they look forward to the restaurant. We like the restaurant. We want to go to the restaurant.
No.
And so you're crushed to begin with.
Yeah. And
so pulling up to the restaurant, you're probably just pissed off.
Yeah.
It's already bubbling.
And I mean, for years, my family had Thanksgiving dinner, and then all of a sudden in the past few years we've been going to this place, the barbecue restaurant. So we had Thanksgiving dinner and it was fine. And
have you heard Red Hot and Blue? There's pigs playing the guitar.
One of the problems is I'm not used to so much noise because there were six kids and the adults, and I'm not used to so much noise and so many people. So it goes from one extreme to another, and I get agitated. It's just like sensory overload. And
welcome to my hell, brother, except in my case they never left.
Now, as you know, I have a new dog, Farfo, and he's a bit excited. He's a puppy still. And the youngest nieces are terrified of this dog. Okay.
How old are the nieces?
6 and 8.
Because I have the 8-year-old stepdaughter, and there's a sister in the family that has a basset hound. If you've ever seen a basset hound, it's a blanket with an opinion. That's all it is.
Its ears hold it down.
Yes, the gravitational pull of this dog's ears. By the way, massive Godzilla-sized paws. But the thing is essentially just a calzone that you can cuddle. Horrified of this dog, screams, climbs on top of cabinets. Honey, get down from there.
And I understand that with a 6-year-old, when if Farfel jumps up on her, they're at eye level. So I understand that she's kind of terrified. Yeah. But still, he lives there. Okay, he's a resident of the home.
It's his house.
So I ended up. There was a suggestion made that I take him to be boarded.
Oof.
Oh,
wow.
And
how do you go ahead and suggest that? I told you, I was in a house. I have a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Stella's 4. And I was in a house with a Beagle Lab mix and a German Shepherd Husky mix.
You might as well just had a cougar run around.
And not even standing on their back paws, just walking around the house, they were at eye level with
Stella.
Was
she okay with it?
And she was pretty okay with it.
Oh, yeah, see?
And I would not have suggested to board these. Like, how do you suggest that?
That's my exact question.
It's just balls.
Who's got the huevos? Who's got the matzah in their pants to walk up to you and go, Joshy had an idea.
I couldn't separate them for the whole weekend. And I was more concerned about the dog, frankly, that all the screaming and excitement would traumatize him. And then when they left, I'd have some vicious dog that would attack people. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to take him, I'll leave him there Friday night, pick him up Saturday night. So the dog was there, boarded, while I was home. And so that really grated at me.
Now you're resenting.
Yeah.
Resentment. There's resentment for not having Thanksgiving dinner. There's resentment for having to board your dog. It's all building up.
There was a chair was broken.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You have to break all this stuff.
I think it's called wicker. Is that called wicker chair? So it was torn. The seat was torn. So if I try to sit down, I will fall through.
You will just fully shallow howl through the damn thing. How did they break it?
I have no idea. I didn't witness it. I just discovered it.
Much like the stair and the glass table before it.
My theory is that one of the kids was on the chair and their foot, they were leaning their foot on the seat, and it just went through.
I bet they tried to saw through that thing with a steak knife just to get you to fall and have a laugh.
So I was getting more and more agitated, and by Saturday night, before they left, I was, I went upstairs to sleep carrying the dog after I picked him up from the border, from prison. I carried him upstairs.
You're coming with me.
To go to my room, to go to bed, and that was before they even left. I just went upstairs and I said goodbye. It wasn't a grand goodbye.
What time was it? Say 2 o'clock,
like 7:30.
Okay,
I just wanted to go upstairs and have some quiet. And beforehand, my sister said, "Okay, well, why don't we have a family photo?" And I said, "No, I don't want to do a photo." I was afraid if we all got around and the time it took to get everyone together that I would just explode.
Did you just say,
yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So I thought it's probably better for me just to go upstairs.
There's a family photo in your house that you're not in.
Yeah. So I went upstairs and the next morning I thought, okay, I gotta speak up. And I sent an email. I sent an email.
Wait, so they went. They got there Thursday. It is 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you got Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. Left Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so what did most of the Thursday? I guess so. You had only really a day and a half.
Friday and Saturday.
You had a full day Friday, and then like kind of three quarters of a day on Saturday.
Pretty
that
much.
Was enough.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Before you continue, I have never heard you say a genuinely terse word about this family off the air. You genuinely love them.
Yes.
You love the kids. You love your sister.
Yes.
All that. And you open your home, you open your schedule, and you open your dietary selection to them.
So,
you want turkey and gravy.
Yeah.
Instead you got brisket and cheer wine soda. And then you type what?
So this is 6:45 Sunday morning.
And you had gone up to bed, and they just left while you were up there.
Probably a few minutes later.
Wow.
I said, Sunday morning I typed, "I can't have Thanksgiving here anymore. It's too stressful. I'm not used to so many people and so much noise. I want to have Thanksgiving dinner. My dog should be able to run around the house, not be boarded up. This is a one-way situation, and nobody cares what I want.
Whoa.
I just end the weekend feeling completely agitated. I also noticed another kitchen chair is broken."
Oh, no. Yeah, go in.
So I'm not going to read the response in totality. But
you got a response.
Yeah, I did. But just the gist is, I got a response saying that, they're sorry I feel this way. They want to spend time with me. But if it doesn't work, then we won't do it anymore.
Well, quit breaking damn furniture.
Nobody meant to ignore your feelings, but the kids were terrified. That's why we asked if it's possible to board up Farfel for one night.
Terrified.
We care about your feelings, and that's why we come to you. You can come to us. And they offered to pay for the chair, but I can't take their money.
No.
And I hope we can continue to have a relationship in the future.
Sorry
we ruined your weekend.
Oh.
I never said they ruined my weekend.
Now, is that sincere, or is that them trying to be like,
sorry we ruined your weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's if that last part was
sorry, that chair means more to you than your
right,
cousin.
Right, right. That is that some of that.
So I feel bad. Of course, I feel guilty, and I don't know what I should do. Really,
I mean, you've known that dog for what, 6 months, but you've known us for decades. Sorry.
Yeah. So what do you think I should do?
Oh boy.
What do you mean? I mean, you did what you did. I think you did what was right.
Can't unring the bell.
You don't have them over anymore.
Spend it with us.
It also doesn't make sense. A listener brought up a great point last week. Why are eight people hopping in a car to drive down when you're one person and you can just shoot up there, hang out for a day or two, shoot back down, a lot of less imposition. They're not invading your space.
Have you ever tried to put that many kids in a car? It's like feeding an eagle soup in flight.
Right.
It's horrible to take my three.
Six people come down to a house where there's normally one person there instead of you going to them.
One person just doesn't
make sense.
Yes.
Willingly.
So I'm divorcing my family.
Good.
All right.
No, I'm not going to do that, but
you categorized it as a nightmare.
A nightmare.
Yeah. What kind of activity? Like, what did you do on Friday? Like, what was Friday during the day? What did you do?
We didn't do much. They just hang around. They don't really do.
So you're just in the house all day Friday.
Are they going through your stuff? Are they touching a lot of stuff?
No. They play games and they were playing Monopoly.
Okay.
And watching TV.
Any bathroom situations? Nobody used too much.
Oh, I haven't checked the bathrooms.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, you got a glob in there. You got a fatberg in the downstairs.
That's the housekeeper's department.
Joshy, okay. Bit of a situation.
But otherwise, it was a nice week.
It sounds like a nice time.
How many people were on that email that he sent out?
Oh, just my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh.
Probably going to get another one today.
Oh, that's been forwarded to all. Did you see what Josh wrote us?
Look what Josh wrote us. He's known the dog since May.
We drove all the way down there.
This is the thanks we get from Josh. Sorry, the chair was worth so much.